Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
98FM's Kieran O'Connor is with us to take a look at all of the big moments in, well, in history and pop culture history as well. Kieran, how are you?
Good. Yeah? Good now of a Thursday.
Good. I'm delighted to hear it.
I'm very excited, not for the first story, but the second story. That's all I'm going to say.
Right.
That's all I'm
going to
say.
Well, I don't even know what that is yet.
Oh, well, that's even better.
The only thing I do know is that you were starting in San Fran.
Yeah, let's go back 87 years to the 27th of May, 1937. The Golden Gate Bridge opened. One of the most photographed bridges in the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
A modern wonder of civil engineering. And it was this week that it opened. On the 27th, they allowed pedestrians to walk across and 200,000 people flocked. You may have seen these photos throughout the years. It's just astonishing to see this bridge covered in people.
Pedestrian day, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So much so, the bend in the bridge flattened. So you can imagine the weight of 200,000 people. I'm sure the engineers were a bit panicked, but all went well. And it opened to cars then the next day. Prior to the bridge, there was a ferry, which took 20 minutes to get across. So this bridge was much appreciated by the people of San Fran and Marin County, where it crossed over to. They closed it again for the 50th anniversary, where once again they allowed people to cross the bridge on foot. That time, over 1 million people crossed.
Wow.
So you can imagine the bend in that bridge that day. So yeah, 87 years ago.
Before you walked across it. But so it's 87 years since the Golden Gate. Yeah, it has to be one of the, as you said, the most photographed, most iconic locations, really. Has to be we'll call it the nicest bridge.
It is the nicest bridge. Yeah. And I guess when you look at Paris, they have the Eiffel Tower. You look at San Fran, they have the Golden Gate Bridge. Well,
that's a nice bridge.
I don't think it'll fit 200,000 people.
No, definitely not. Now, I know this, I want people to think about this just for a split second. What do you think is the best selling song of all time?
News
really,
Talk.
Really, is this it?
I'm delighted to say News Talk is the first radio station to play a Christmas song of the year. It's great. It's not
the
even
last
June.
Day in May.
Yeah. We're going back 82 years to the 29th of May, 1942. This is the day that the best-selling single of all time was recorded. None of your Beyoncé is not Led Zeppelin or AC/DC or anyone else in the world. It was that song, an amazing song. Bing Crosby's White Christmas, still to this day.
It's probably one of my favourite Christmas tunes.
Fantastic Christmas song, but it was recorded this day in history. As it stands, 50 million copies sold all around the world, which is massive. And all hard copies, because for years it was part of every single Christmas compilation. Initially it was for the film Irving Berlin's Holiday Inn. That's what it was for. And I guess it was probably such a hit because prior to this, Christmas songs were all about "Oh, holy night" and "God rest ye merry gentlemen." This came along and it was very different.
Yeah.
It was a total different song, and it brought so much joy around time of war and everything else. And as I said, every single Christmas compilation, it's on.
Yeah, it is an amazing song. Mm. Yeah, I'm not going to ask people for their favourite Christmas tunes.
I think you could, though.
But look, who knows? People might get in touch. You're chatting about a decade later, nearly. Mm. For our next story.
Yeah, let's go to 1953, May 29th, 71 years ago, when Edmund Hillary first conquered Everest. He was the first person to reach the summit. Now, everyone always thinks about it's Edmund Hillary, but also the Sherpa who joined him, Tenzing Norgay, was also there by his side. This was a massive expedition way back when. They set out in March of 1953 and they reached the summit in May of 1953, which started off with 300 people, 20 Sherpas and 4,500 kilograms of baggage. Now, not all of that went to the summit, but along the way, people had to join them on this mass expedition. Many did return, but it was Sir Edmund Hillary, the first person in the world to reach the summit of Mount Everest.
It is Sir Edmund Hillary who is going to speak to us this afternoon, but as he would be the first to agree, there is little point in introducing only one man of the Everest expedition. There were 10 in the team and the Sherpas.
So the coverage from the time.
Yeah.
It's fabulous, yeah.
Old
Unbelievable.
School, yeah.
Now, I think this might be, well, it's not in my childhood, but it's definitely a favourite for a lot of people.
Hi, I'm Dory.
Hi, Dory.
And, well, I don't think I've ever eaten a fish.
Hi, that's incredible.
Good on you, mate.
I'm glad I got that off my chest.
Fantastic clip of Dory from Finding Nemo, a film which came into our lives 21 years ago.
Is it even that old?
Yeah. We're going back to 2003 with this, the 30th of May. And I guess animation at the time was massive. You had Bugs Life, you had Toy Story, and it was time for Finding Nemo to come into our lives. Walt Disney Productions behind this, a massive cast, including Ellen DeGeneres, who played Dory. And at the time it came out, it was praised by critics all around the world and still is a fantastic film. 4 Academy Awards, won Best Animation, best-selling DVD at the time. Like, fantastic film. Not for me, but lots of people loved
it. Yeah, 21 years old. Well, it definitely wasn't in my time. I don't know how I thought it was for a second. And I know, Jeff Buckley.
We're going back 27 years. May 29th, 1997, when singer-songwriter Jeff Buckley passed away. He went swimming fully dressed in the Mississippi River, and it was a tugboat that passed, and the wake from the tugboat swept him away. And a couple of days later, his body was recovered. I guess fantastic musician who brought us amazing music all throughout his life. Hallelujah, one of his finer songs.
Yeah.
That kind of got revived. The X Factor, the year Alexandra Burke, she released the cover of that. And I guess fans of Jeff Buckley decided to go up against the X Factor. Turns out X Factor came number one the charts, but Jeff Buckley's Hallelujah came number two that year.
Okay, so, 27 years of age, wasn't it?
Yes, very young.
1997. Kieran, listen, thanks a million as always for joining us here. Yeah, on Throwback Thursday. That is Kieran O'Connor from 98FM.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.